You're listening to A Night Ride. I'm John Hurst. This is Volume 44, Numbers.
The 5% Nation of Corduroy. The 5% Nation of Marlboro. The 5% Nation of Pay-Per-View. The 5% Nation of Nipple Clamps. The 5% Nation of Milton Bradley. The 5% Nation of Casio Tone. The 5% Nation of Casio Tone. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. The People's Republic of Lake Etna. The People's Republic of SASC. People's Republic of Lemony Fresh. The People's Republic of Chocolatey Delicious. The People's Republic of Lumps in My Oatmeal. The People's Republic of Casio Tone. The People's Republic of Casio Tone. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.
Thank you. I must make a personal note about something we saw on the last day of our journey. When we stopped in Berlin to help celebrate the 750th anniversary of that noble city. I know that over the years, many of you have seen the pictures and news clips of the wall that divides Berlin. But believe me, no American who sees firsthand the concrete and mortar, the guard posts, the machine gun towers, the dog runs, and the barbed wire can ever again take
while they are rooted in the single-digit numbers, require special emphasis and attention. These are 11 and 22. They are called master numbers because they possess more potential than other numbers. They are highly charged, difficult to handle, and require time, maturity, and great effort to integrate into one's personality. The 11 is the most intuitive of all numbers. It represents illumination, a channel to the subconscious, insight without rational thought, and sensitivity, nervous energy, shyness, and impracticality. It is a dreamer. The 11 has all the aspects of the 2, enhanced and charged with charisma, leadership, and inspiration. It is a number with inborn duality, which creates dynamism, inner conflict, and other catalysts with its mere presence. It is a number that, when not focused on some goal beyond itself, can be turned inward to create fears and phobias. The 11 walks the edge between greatness and self-destruction. Its potential for growth, stability, and personal power lies in its acceptance of intuitive understanding and of spiritual truths. For the 11, such peace is not found so much in logic, but in faith. It is the psychic's number. The 22 is the most powerful of all numbers. It is often called the master builder. The 22 can turn the most ambitious of dreams into reality. It is potentially the most successful of all numbers. It has many of the inspirational and intuitive insights of the 11, combined with the practicality and methodical nature of the 4. It is unlimited yet disciplined. It sees the archetype and brings it down to earth in some material form. It has big ideas, great plans, idealism, leadership, and enormous self-confidence. If not practical, 22s waste their potential. Like the 11, the 22 can easily shrink from its own ambition, causing difficult interior pressures. Both the 11 and the 22 experience the pressure cooker effect very strongly, particularly at an early age. It must work towards the realization of goals that are larger than personal ambition. The 22 serves the world in a practical way. We'll be right back.
Matrix entered the room through a curtained side door. He was a tall, bony figure with a prominent nose and bright, penetrating green eyes. He motioned me into a chair. "I understand you write for Scientific American," he said with a crooked smile, "and that you're here to inquire about my methods rather than for a personal analysis." "That's right," I said. The doctor pushed a button on a sidewall, and a panel in the woodwork slid back to reveal a small blackboard. On the blackboard were chalked the letters of the alphabet, in the form of a circle that joined Z to A. "Let me begin," he said, "by explaining why 1960 is likely to be a favorable year for your magazine." With the end of a pencil, he began tapping the letters, starting with A, and proceeding around the circle until he counted 19. The 19th letter was S. He continued around the circle, starting with the count of 1 on T, and counted up to 60. The count ended on A. "S and A," he pointed out, "are the initials of Scientific American." "I'm not impressed," I said. "When there are thousands of different ways that coincidences like this can arise, it becomes extremely probable that with a little effort, you can find at least one." "I understand," said Dr. Matrix. "But don't be too sure that's the whole story. Coincidences like this occur far more often than can be justified by probability theory. Numbers, you know, have a mysterious life of their own." He waved his hand toward the gold numerals on the wall. "Of course, those are not numbers. They're only symbols for numbers. Wasn't it the German mathematician Leopold Kronecker who said, 'God created the integers. All the rest is the work of man.'" I scribbled a few notes. "Any more?" "Thousands," said Dr. Matrix. "Consider the case of Richard Wagner and the number 13. There are 13 letters in his name. He was born in 1813. Add the digits of this year, and the sum is 13. He composed 13 great works of music. Tannhäuser, the greatest work, was completed on April 13th, 1845, and first performed on March 13th, 1861. He finished Parsifal on January 13th, 1882. Die Walküre was first performed in 1870 on June 26th, and 26 is twice 13. Lohengrin was composed in 1848, but Wagner did not hear it played until 1861, exactly 13 years later. He died on February 13th, 1883. Note that the first and last digits of this year also form 13. These are only a few of the many important 13s in Wagner's life.
Thank you. Thank you.
golden ratio. Divide a line in two, such that the ratio of the small part to the large part is equal to the ratio of the large part to the whole line. For the sake of simplicity, let's say that the small part is 1 foot long. If the small part is 1 foot long, and the large part is x feet long, then the length of the whole line is obviously 1 plus x feet long. Putting our relationship into algebra, we find that the ratio of the small part to the large part is 1 over x. While the ratio of the large part to the whole thing is x over 1 plus x. Since the ratio of the small to the large is equal to the ratio of the large to the whole, we can set the two ratios equal to each other, yielding the equation x over 1 plus x equals 1 over x. We wish to solve the equation for x, which is the golden ratio. The first step is to multiply both sides by x, which yields x squared over 1 plus x equals 1. We then multiply by 1 plus x, which gives us the equation x squared equals 1 plus x. Subtract 1 plus x from both sides, yielding x squared minus x minus 1 equals 0. Now we can solve the quadratic equation. That gives us two solutions. 1 plus the square root of 5 divided by 2, and 1 minus the square root of 5 over 2. Only the first one, with a value of about 1.618, is positive. Thus, it is the only one that makes sense to the Greeks. Thus, the golden ratio is approximately 1.618. Numbers are the language of nature. You're listening to A Night Ride. This is Volume 44. The subject is Numbers. For contribution to this show, I would like to thank Wes Modes, Bonnie Jean Primsch, Stephen Shepherd, and Chris Hurst. I would also like to thank Hans Dikas for his book Numerology, Charles Seif for his book Zero, Safi Crawford and Geraldine Sullivan for their book The Power of Birthdays, Stars, and Numbers, Malcolips the Younger for the Principia Discordia, Robert Anton Wilson and Robert Shea for the Illuminatus Trilogy, and Martin Gardner for his book, The Numerology of Dr. Matrix. For the excerpt from The Secret Lives of Numbers, I would like to thank the brains behind Turbulence.org. We'll be right back.
was launching into a peroration of the mystic significance of the number 23, pointing out that 2 plus 3 equals 5, the pentad within which the devil can be invoked, as for example in the Pentacle or the Pentagon building in Washington, while 2 divided by 3 equals 0.666, the number of the beast according to that freaked out revelation of St. John the Mushroom Head, that 23 itself was present esoterically because of its conspicuous exoteric absence in the number series represented by the Wobbly Hall address, which was 2422 North Halsted, and that the dates of the assassination of John F. Kennedy and Lee Harvey Oswald, number 22 and 24, also had a conspicuous 23 absence in between them. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I just started to scratch the surface. All the great anarchists died on the 23rd day of some month or other. Sacco and Vanzetti on August 23rd. Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow on May 23rd, Dutch on October 23rd, and Vince Call was 23rd, 23 years old when he was shot on 23rd Street. And even though John Dillinger died on the 22nd of July, if you look it up, like I did in Tallon's book, The Dillinger Days, you'll find he couldn't get away from the 23 principle, because 23 other people died that night in Chicago too, all from heat prostration. Nova heat moving in, dig? And the world began on October 23rd in 4004 BC, according to Bishop Usher. And the Hungarian Revolution started on October 23rd, too. And Harpo Marx, he was born on November 23rd.
It is, it's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of 3 come up 3 times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Take the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30, 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27,
3 times 8 is
24, 3 times 7 is
21,
3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, and 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah,
that's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby.
Yes, they did.
They had 3 in the family.
That's a magic number.
Marching on, and time is still marching on.
This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still. Ever been.